You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. It is the WIV Morning Show, but it is neither Joe DeCameron nor John Ritchie. James Seltzer, Hunter Brody in, hanging out. Rhea Hughes, Dan Wilson behind the glass. Good morning, everyone. Hunter Brody, good morning.
Wow.
How you doing, pal?
This is different.
It's a little different.
I
mean, same studio,
yeah,
so
same,
it's not
yeah,
that different.
That's true. I'm doing great. Coming off of a good Phil's weekend, although they pissed me off, but good weekend on the stat column,
yeah,
if you will. And other than that, living the dream.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah, you're here in the morning. It's nice, better than, you know, when it's dark out, get light out, you know, a little, you know, it feels more exciting, awake. You
well,
know?
It was perfect, because normally I'm the one, if I fill in for John Johnson,
right,
munching the snacks at 3:45, but I got to actually consume John Johnson ripping into some graham crackers, so it's nice to be on the other side of the mouth effects and the weird noises.
We're all lucky to be able to consume that.
That's,
you know,
right,
in the morning. All right, good morning, everyone. Rhea, how you doing? You have a nice weekend?
I did.
Love it. Love to hear it. The Phillies had a nice weekend. You know, I think...
is a nice way to put
yes,
it.
Yes. Well, they won 2-3. Yeah. They handle business in a way, but it's just a team that you watch and you just you pick at them and you pick holes. And look, let's not bury the lead. We're going to get into a lot with the Phillies today. Let's not bury the lead today. Zach Wheeler is a freaking superstar. I think we have to, like, just start the show saying Zach Wheeler is an absolute total stud. One of the best pitching performances of his career, one of the best pitching performances we've seen in Philly in a while, was an Austin Hayes home run away from a perfect game. Hunter, of course it was Austin Hayes. Wheeler, just a complete game, one hitter, 12 strikeouts, I believe, was absolutely just utterly dominant yesterday. Coming off of June, where he only gave up 2 runs, has been about as on as good a stretch as we've ever seen the guy. Zach Wheeler.
It just makes no sense. It's crazy that we know how good he is, yet we watch him and then we're all in awe afterwards. I knew he was great, but then he does his little magic out there and it's stunning. So, yeah, I'm watching him with De La Cruz up there and he's throwing him a nasty curveball and Cruz takes a huge whack at it. His helmet flies off. His body's all disconformed or whatever. And Wheels is just smiling as he gets the ball back from JT, laughing. Internally, he's probably thinking, this dude's a fool. You know what I mean? This guy's a loser. I'm going to mow him down just like I mowed down everybody. So Zach Wheeler's ridiculous. That's my stance.
Yeah, it's a good take. You know, we're getting to the point where there aren't enough superlatives to talk about how unbelievably dominant and awesome Zach Wheeler is. And yesterday was, you know, as good a start as he's ever had as a Philly. That with the, you know, the last complete game he had was 2021, that Roy Halladay game, the 14 strikeouts. I think probably his best start since that Halladay start. So Wheeler, absolutely brilliant yesterday. And, you know, I watched Wheeler pitch yesterday and I watched them, you know, struggle to score runs for him. And,
well, that,
you know,
doesn't sound familiar.
But, you know, right. And then the same thing on Saturday. Look, Bryson Stott, the big home run yesterday. I was I was all ready to come in today and say, get Bryson Stott out of the lineup. That guy shouldn't play every day. Shouldn't play at all practically. I mean, he is a useless hitter at this moment. Big hit yesterday. But, Hunter, I do watch Zach Wheeler yesterday and watch the dominance. And I watched this weekend. And Friday was just an annoying loss. Lizardo, we'll get into that. Saturday, Ranger, we'll get into the five innings things, but pitches well. The bullpen comes through. They actually win a game. Alec Bohm, it's a big home run late. But it does feel a little bit like pulling teeth getting these wins. Harper, we'll talk about him today, has been an absolute mess since coming back. Just looks completely...
He's a rehab start.
Yeah, but, right? But it is. But at the same time, he does look lost. And it was not, you know, great prior to getting hurt as well. Where are you at with the Phillies? Look, the Wheeler part is great. 215-592-9494. We'll take all the Zach Wheeler's awesome calls we can get today. But they take 2-3. Friday's frustrating, but they find a way to win 2-3. But again, it's these, you know, kind of clawing out these wins, these late hits that get them over the top. Where are you at with this Phillies team right now?
They are the most annoying good baseball team I've ever consumed in my life. Yeah, I am just so scared of this offense until I'm in the ground. I got to be honest with you. It's first and third, no outs, they don't score. It's bases loaded, no outs, they score one. You got to put up three. You know, if this is the playoffs, you got to have a bases clearing double. But instead, I'm watching Nick Castellanos on three straight pitches, these feeble at-bats, so... It's just one of those things where I'm scarred, and it's very traumatic to think back to these postseason losses where the offense flips back into that mode where they aren't productive. And it's that same nonsense we've seen that's been their kryptonite, and they keep showing it. They keep showing that it's still in their DNA. And until that goes away, I'm walking into the postseason shaking with anxiety. I'm just being honest with you. It sucks because this team's good. But are they good enough? You know, I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
I would like to diagram that sentence.
Yeah.
At the Phillies 2025 season, that noise right there. Yeah, look, I get it. They are frustrating, and yet, you know, they're in first place. They're playing good baseball. I mean, they're on pace for, what, 96 wins, 97 wins, something in there. I mean, they are... To your point, they are a good baseball team, and I do think we can get a little myopic watching them where we're not watching every other team in the league every night, and we don't know what the, you know, the Yankees are doing. By the way, the Yankees are in third place right now. What the, you know, this team is doing.
Right now.
How about that, right? This team and that team, and I do think that we can kind of not really...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That despite the flaws that the team has, the Phillies do stack up pretty well compared to the rest of the league. But we've been here the last few Octobers. We've seen this offense crumble against good pitching, chasing, the whole loss of approach thing. And that's a concern. And I think when you watch this team night to night and they struggle to score runs, it's hard to believe that when the playoffs come around, when those big at-bats happen, that Bryson Stott is going to come through, that Alec Bohm's going to come through, that all these guys we've seen these last few years in these spots. And again, Bohm, you know, the big home run Saturday, we could have been coming talking in if a different series about him throwing his bat like a baby on a clear strike three. Like, you didn't swing at a strike, buddy, and act like a So I get it that this is a frustrating lineup. They are a good baseball team. Rhea Hughes, where are you at after the weekend? Again, 2 of 3, but a frustrating 2 of 3 despite Wheeler.
Well, it's the first of all, the Wheeler. I mean, it's just, it's insane. And of all people, Austin Hayes.
Of course.
I was listening on the radio when it and I went, why? I went, Austin Hayes, no, you can't be responsible for this.
Well, and the thing too, Rhea, is we all were thinking it. I mean, even Topper, we'll play some audio later where Topper was talking about, you know, it felt like through four that you know, could be one of those days. And it was. It just was one hit away.
Well, because it looked like he was trying to do it all
weekend. And it's against the Reds. Yeah. We're seeing, you know, it's like, oh, I know what this looks like. The no-hitter against the Reds. I've seen this. Yeah. Like, it did feel like he had that kind of day in it.
Yeah. Well, and because I just felt like he was trying to do that all weekend. I mean, he went, well, like 1 for 5 in one of the games. But I felt like he was literally just trying to swing for the fences to try to show, you know, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been nice if you had done it here. Very helpful. Yeah, they're it's the bases loaded. They're getting on base. They're just struggling to bring people home. So it is frustrating to watch them.
215-592-9494. Where are you at with this team? It does raise the question and something I've been thinking about a lot the last week or so. And I've vacillated. I've gone back and forth on how committed to this group I am right now. I watch in this weekend. And I go back and forth, and am I willing to give up major prospects to add to this group? Are they good enough, to your point, Hunter? Is this offense ever going to be good enough? And I think I've come to the conclusion that I'm willing to go all in on this team. Like, all in is a...
What is all
loose,
in mean?
A loose term. Like, I don't think I'm...
It's not that loose. Painter, it's pretty legitimate.
Painter and Miller are probably the two I'm not getting rid of, but outside of that, like... I'm willing to trade prospects. I'm willing to trade Crawford.
Okay.
I will trade Crawford today if it makes me better. This team has to add a bat. They have to. They need a bullpen arm, too. It's one of those, like, what do they need more? I don't know. Both? Desperately?
They got their bat. Otto Kemp. I'm telling you what they feel.
I like Otto Kemp. He is not the salve for this team's problem.
I'm the messenger.
That's a power bat.
I'm the messenger.
So where are you at with that? Like, I am ready to go in on this team. I think when you watch Zach Wheeler pitch yesterday, you listen to him in that you know, Matt Gelb article on The Athletic. I believe him that he's going to retire in 2 years. I really do. I don't think it's just talk. I think that Zach Wheeler's got 2 years left in Major League Baseball. Bryce Wheeler, I mean Bryce Harper, we'll get into it. Who knows where Harper's career is headed from now, what type of Bryce Harper we're going to get. This group is here now. They're ready. They have a chance. We know how hard it is to win titles. Like, I have to take advantage of this. This group is ready. I'm willing to add to this group. Go get players, Dave. Make some trades. Finally, instead of nibbling on the edge, instead of trading for Austin Hayes, go get me a real hitter and go win a World Series.
All right, so I'm very conflicted here, and I'm probably going to contradict myself halfway through. But I just don't know if there is enough that you can do at the deadline to satisfy me. So it's almost scaring me to push my chips in, because if you are willing to go out and get a couple of pieces, but there's 3 more holes on your roster because Dave Dombrowski didn't do enough in the offseason, that's where this whole thing is lost. If he did better and had more urgency in the offseason, then there may only be 1 or 2 things that you need. But I think you need to rebuild your entire bullpen, and maybe you can do that internally. And you need a right-handed bat in your outfield, which is what you pay Nick Castellanos to be, a power bat in your outfield, but now we still have to go and get that too. So I just think it's so sloppy, it scares me. But at the same time, I'm not a prospect hugger, and Stott and Bohm, these are guys that we looked at as these great prospects that are untouchable. Now we wanted Bohm traded in the offseason, and Stott hasn't been good enough offensively this year. So what the hell are prospects anyway? So just get rid of them. So that's where I contradict myself is, what the hell? These guys are probably going to be stiffs anyway. So why not get rid of him to go get some guys? If they do something powerful enough, if they, and I'm just pulling something out of the rear end here, you get Mason Miller and Brent Rooker and you trade with the A's and you get a right-handed power bat and someone in theory who could be a dominant out of your bullpen guy, then you can win me over. You can win me over. But I'm scared to go all in because I think there's 5,000 holes here, and if you fill up three of those holes, I don't know. Do I trust the rest of the roster? I'm a worried man.
215-592-9494. Phillies take 2 of 3 from the Reds this weekend. We saw absolute brilliance from Zach Wheeler. Where are you at with this team? And are you willing to go all in on this group? I am. I'm willing to trade prospects. I'm willing to help Zach Wheeler out to add to this group. They need a bat desperately. We saw that this weekend. There are just too many holes in this lineup. They need a bat that they can trust, someone who can protect those guys at the top, maybe even someone who could be at the top of the lineup, either or. They need a bat that they can trust, and they need bullpen help as well. 215-592-9494. Again, Zach Wheeler's dominance. This Phillies team, again, a first-place team. We are 3 weeks away from the trade deadline. It's getting real. You know, we've been talking about this deadline coming up for it feels like months now. We are 3 weeks away. It's getting real. Would you go all in on this team? I'm willing to go all in on this team. Hunter is less sure about this group. 215-592-9494. React with us. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.